The House of Belonging by David White. I awoke this morning in the gold light, turning this way and that, thinking for a moment it was one day like any other. But the veil had gone from my darkened heart, and I thought it must have been the quiet candlelight that filled my room. It must have been the first easy rhythm with which I breathed myself to sleep. It must have been the prayer I said, speaking to the otherness of the night. And I thought, this is the good day you could meet your love. This is the black day someone close to you could die. This is the day you realize how easily the thread is broken between this world and the next. And I found myself sitting up in the quiet pathway of light, the tawny, close-grained cedar burning round me like fire, and all the angels of this housely heaven ascending through the first roof of light the sun has made. This is the bright home in which I live. This is where I ask my friends to come. This is where I want to love all the things it has taken me so long to learn to love. This is a temple of my adult aloneness, and I belong to that aloneness as I belong to my life. There is no house like the House of Belonging. This poem is a true treasure to me because it so beautifully describes the thing that I'm working on during this era of my life, which is after graduation, after the end of my first relationship, 8,000 miles away from my parents, creating a future, path, career of my own. I'm working every day on forming this house of belonging within me, trying to belong to me, to my life, independent of everyone and anything else. And it's hard, it's a daily practice. But the more I do it, the more I treasure that temple of my adult aloneness, see that the aloneness could be sacred and beautiful. It's in that house of belonging where I learn to love parts of myself that are hard to love, the things in my life that have brought me pain. I love how he describes this so simply, this feeling of belonging unfolding gently over a morning, almost by surprise, without warning or celebration, when you least expect it. How, in that solitude, what happens is this sudden opening into a sense of possibility. I experienced that recently, and I just felt so free.